Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is January 15th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at what's going on in world events and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac give us some inkling of where it's all going. So, last week, some of the implications of the USA's Rahu major period were made plainly obvious. I'm referring to all the mess about Donald Trump's various conflicts of interest, controversial statements, connections with Russia, and so forth. A quick recap in case you missed the segment about predictions for 2017 for the USA. The nation is now in a Rahu major period, according to Vedic astrology, an 18 years long interval that activates the position of Rahu in the 8th house of the USA Vedic birth chart. Rahu, being one of the eclipse points, signifies obscuring, darkness, distortion. Rahu is a demon in Vedic mythology, so we get demons, fanatics, extremists, as well as demonic behavior, obsession, compulsion, and ends justifies the means approach to things. For a Vedic astrology natal chart, Rahu has something to do with the lessons we have to confront in our life. The Ace House themes include big changes, major transformations, health of the population, death of the leader, financial involvements with other countries, chronic problems, secret activities, scandal, and humiliation. Putting both Rahu and 8th house significations together, we see that this will be a rather bumpy period for the country. As has been evident from recent events, we're all about to experience an experiment in government, unlike any other we've seen in our lifetimes. The president-elect's improbable, tumultuous campaign and stunning victory has no comparison in recent political history. So, too, the events that have transpired since the election. The qualities of Rahu in the 8th house have been manifesting big time, especially that part about secret activities, obfuscation, corruption, scandal, and so on. Spy agencies and investigative reporters around the world are digging into Trump's Moscow ties. The accused, of course, are issuing flat denials. It's all getting pretty wild, with new allegations every day pushing everyone's conspiracy button. Some of these reported stories are getting pretty salacious. Anyways, that's the background. One of the techniques used in mundane astrology, the astrology of world events, is to take the official beginning of a new government, draw up the birth chart, and predict for that new government based on what the chart shows. So, here's the birth chart of the Trump administration, calculated for when he takes the oath of office on Friday, January 20th, 2017. So here we notice that Aries, the dynamic pioneer sign of the zodiac, is rising. The administration will seek to blaze a new path through the apparent wilderness, or swamp, if you prefer, of the federal government. Aries seeks out new challenges, thirsts for new discoveries, and definitely has its own unique way of dealing with things. Mars, as the ruler of the sign Aries, becomes the ruler of the chart, the planet representing the central energy of the new administration. Since the inauguration happens on the very day that Mars moves into Pisces, the characteristics of that sign will be central to the new administration. In other words, a government of faith-based idealists, sentimentalists, and zealots. But the problem is, in the birth chart of the inauguration, Mars is placed in the 12th house, the house of loss, treason, sedition, secret plots, foreigners, criminals, hidden activities, and self-undoing. So, this does not look good, since the 12th house is the house of hidden actions, and Mars is the action planet. This is quite a problematic setup. It indicates an administration that seeks to operate out of view of the public and may, in fact, be self-destructive. Note, too, that Mars is at 0 degrees Pisces, which presents yet another problem. In astrology, a planet at 0 degrees of a sign is very weak for producing tangible results. When the planet that rules the ascendant is at 0 degrees, the entity represented by the chart is quite vulnerable. Notice that, for an Aries rising chart, Mars also rules the 8th house, where its other sign, Scorpio, lies. The 8th house is the house of secrets and investigations and scandals. Remember that the 8th house is also featured in the USA chart's current predictions. Mars drags in the significations of this part of the chart and brings it to the 12th house of hidden actions. Translation, lots of secret investigations, the results of which will be hidden, in other words, classified. And due to the weakness of Mars at 0 degrees, these investigations will lead nowhere. In other words, no tangible results. Another important feature of this chart is Jupiter, the planet that represents the 9th house of law, ethics, and morality, being placed in the 6th house of struggle and difficulty and litigation. Note, too, that Jupiter, already in trouble, is in direct opposition to Uranus, the planet of freedom lovers and rebels and unexpected events. And Mercury is the ruler of the 6th house, and it is placed in the 9th house. Thus, Jupiter and Mercury are in each other's signs, creating a parivartana yoga, an exchange of house rulers between the 6th house of struggles and the 9th house of ethics and the nation's courts and laws. In other words, putting a special emphasis on this particular connection. So, another indication of the sorts of things to expect from the Trump administration. Okay, so far we can see that there's two big themes in this chart. Secret activities, with attendant investigations and scandals, and a big emphasis on struggle in the law and ethics department. In other words, the chart confirms what everyone has already been suspecting about the Trump administration. Well, there's more to say in this analysis, but unfortunately that's all the time I have for it now. We'll be getting back to this chart, I'm sure. Thanks for visiting Astrology News Report. I'll be posting updates as usual during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.